privilege of knowing Don Waddell for many, many years, and there is no one that I have greater respect or affection for in this business. When we made the decision to look for a general manager, we wanted someone with experience in building a team that wins at a high level within a culture that is strong and sustainable. Don understands how to connect people and values the bond between a team and its fans. And there is no greater example of that than the bond between the Blue Jackets and the fifth line. I have great passion for this organization, for this city, and for the best fans in the world. It has been my honor to serve as president of hockey operations for this club for the better part of the last 12 years. While I will continue to be a Blue Jacket, it is my privilege to pass that baton on to Don. And on behalf of our ownership group, led by John P. McConnell and our president, Mike Priest, to welcome him, his wife, Cheryl, and their family to Columbus and the Blue Jackets family. Welcome, Don. Step right up. It's yours.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for coming out today. It's an honor to be here. Last time I was in this building, I got my butt kicked by you guys last game of the season, so I remember it well. First, I want to make sure I thank John H. and the McConnell family. The word all that's on the street is this class, this organization treats everybody first class, and they run everything first class. And I've only been in here this morning, and just everything you see, obviously, is an eye test, and it passes very well. Mike Priest, who's been a friend of mine in this business, being competitors, but also being on the business side, marketing. Got to know Mike over the years. I have the most respect for him and what he does. And obviously, I thank you for bringing me here. And of course, as JD said, we've been in this business for a long time. You cross paths with a lot of people. Some people you remember, some people you forget. This guy, you'll never forget. He's got me by a few years, but I remember watching him as a goalie. Then a broadcaster, and then management, and everything else he's done. So John will be a great source for me as we make this happen. The thing for me, you asked some questions. I've been here since 11 o'clock today. So some of the questions you're going to answer, I'm going to need some time on. But I wouldn't take this kind of opportunity at this point in my career unless I felt like we could make a difference. And there's a lot of good pieces here. The previous management has done a good job with drafting. We got some challenges, of course. That's why they bring you in. But it's not like this is an organization that's going to take a long time to fix. We've got to make strategic moves, but also moves that are going to make our hockey club not just better today, but for the future. This isn't trying to make a playoffs, make it 1 year, make a run, and then be on the outside for a long time. So, the great thing is there's a lot of smart hockey people in this organization. We're going to count on everybody to be part of these discussions as we make decisions as a group. We'll get this figured out and make everybody here in Columbus proud of the Blue Jackets. Thank you.
All right, with that, we'll turn it over to the questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get you a mic. Craig Mears on the right there.
Craig Mears, Independent. You're 65 years old. I'm going to ask you, if you had the energy to do this, I don't think we can, but I was saying that you can talk to him. But at the time, you're able to, what's your motivation?
First, as my wife sits there, which I failed to mention, I'll have to start there. Cheryl, 38 years we've been together. I have a line, but I won't use it today. And my two friends that came, good friends of mine, Michael and Ryan. No, I'm driven. I know time doesn't really mean anything, but I'm a 5 a.m. person. I love my mornings, but I got so much passion for what I do and what I is possible here. So you're right. It's right off in the sunset, but I'm not even close to that. I got lots of energy, and again, I go back to, I would never come to this potential opportunity if I didn't think there was going to be a great outcome. And with people, as I said, with the staff around here and JD and that to count on, we're going to be there.
The front left, Don.
We'll
go to Whitney in the third row, right.
Hi, Don. Whitney Harding, NBC4. Welcome to Columbus. We're very happy that you're here. Right now, you have signed on to be president of hockey operations and general manager. Are those both of those roles are you going to continue on, or are you going to bring in another general manager? And along with that, when you took over as GM in Carolina, that was when the team really started to find itself. What is it about that position that you like so well?
Yeah, no, the plan is for to stay as president of hockey operations and GM. You know, it's I think it's a great role, a great challenge. You know, when we took over in Carolina, it was same as here. We had some pieces. It wasn't like we had to blow it all up. We had some pieces. We had a draft good and signed some key free agents. So, you know, I thought about that actually this last couple of days of how many players. I think when we took over Carolina, I think there's five guys left now after 6 years, maybe six. So there was natural turnover, but those five or six guys that we have are pretty core guys. And I see the same thing here. So very similar. It's just, you know, you got to get some breaks. You guys here have unbelievable amount of injuries last year, which you can't control, but you need some luck on your side. But I think with some of the young players that have already been drafted that are either turning pro or already pro, we're going to pretty start here. Thank you.
Far left here, Joe.
Hi, Don. I'm Joe from NBC4 here. As you move from being the general manager and director of hockey ops in Carolina to the same position here, why are you here? What attracts you to this challenge? As it, in a way, feels like a lateral move.
I don't know if it's lateral. I had a little bit more going on there. Luckily, Mike runs a great business here, and I don't have to worry about that part of it. But, you know, there was things that happened that through a course. I was there 10 years, 6 years as a general manager at the end. The best way I could always say is you just feel at times it's time to make a change. And, you know, when I made the decision to step down there, I wasn't sure exactly what my next move was going to be, and I knew Columbus obviously had an opening, but I didn't know if Columbus would have interest in me, and I didn't know if Columbus, if I'd have interest in Columbus. And so once I stepped down, I had contact in three teams, and Columbus was, first conversation I had with Mike was very enlightening, because I knew no Mike, and so when I came in here, the decision for me was easy, and then they had to make a decision from Mike and the ownership to move forward. So I think it was just time for me to move on. I don't really have, you know, we're in the middle of a development there, a billion-dollar development, and running the hockey team and the building and everything. It was just, it wasn't the work. It was just, I just felt like I need to move on.
And like Kellyanne Center, third row center.
Hey, Don, Kellyanne Stays with ABC6. Welcome to Columbus. What is the timeline of your transition into this new role? And you have experience turning Carolina around to being a playoff contender. Do you see or identify the pieces the Blue Jackets have to be able to do the same thing?
Yeah. I hate to just give you that answer. I mean, I need a little time. You know, I know the roster because – you know, the guys that have been in the NHL, we know the players, you know, we all know the NHL players. I don't know the players coming up. I mean, obviously, Cleveland's on a great run right now in the American League. You know, I know some of the names, but I couldn't tell you that they're ready to play next year. Now, we've got a great staff here that runs that, Chris and with Nash and that. These guys will be able to fill me in a little bit more in time. But, you know, when I look at the NHL roster right now, there's some things that have figured out. You know, it's pretty obvious, but there's enough good things there that if we can figure out the weak links of why we were a record was last year, which I think we can, I think we can fix that pretty quick. So that's what I feel good about.
Great matchup, second.
Hi, Don. David Metzl with Valley Sports Ohio. Welcome to Columbus.
Thank you.
At some point during this process, J.D. Used the term disruptor. We need a disruptor, a guy who can come in and change this culture a little bit. Just meeting you, but you don't strike me right now as a disruptor. Do you have that element in your personality, or do you feel like that's needed here to change the culture with this franchise?
Yeah, well, J.D. and I have talked a lot, obviously, through this process. And, you know, I always say I got to treat the input that he's given me has been outstanding, and so it's in my mind. But I also have to come in with an open mind to how the organization's being run. Do I think, first of all, one person's not fixing everything. You got to have a team of people on the same page. You'll hear me say this so many times about if we're not pulling in the same direction, we're never going to have success. No individuals in hockey have success without the team having success, and that's critical to me. And we'll have to find out if we have any of those, they won't last, I guarantee you that. But culture is, I always say, an overused word. It's important and critical, but you can't just say, okay, we're going to have this culture. It doesn't work that way. You know, it takes time, and everybody's got to be on board. And you get everybody on board, and I'm just talking about you go right down the locker room, the trainers, the equipment managers, obviously the coaches, the players, and the staff that's surrounding the team. If you're not on the same page, it's not going to work. If you're on the same page, it just builds. And that's critical to our success. I can tell you now, I think about that all the time. Critical to our success is putting us in the right place and right frame of mind with everybody.
You and I, Bob Phillips from CBS Sports, and I was just wondering, looking at this opportunity, looking at the job, what excites you the most?
Well, not what I said before, the players that are currently on the roster and knowing how this organization, runs, and everybody that's been here, and obviously JD again, and I'm talking to him a lot, so sorry if I use his name all the time, but the ownership gives you, there's no excuse from an ownership standpoint. They give you all the tools, all the resources to make it work. And, I think that's a driver too, because I've been here, we've been here since 11 o'clock, and the things that we've seen in less than 2 hours and how they do things is just, it's mind-boggling because I'm not used to that. But I think the combination of knowing that we can win and how everybody feels about this organization. You have people in this organization, Todd's been here like 24 years. I mean, people don't stay if it's not a good organization. So, to me, we have so many good things here. We just got to make it happen.
With Brian Hedger.